Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad with our show, A Message of Concern, to remove all racial images from worship, because the roots of racism are in religion. We know that. So we say, Udubillahi bin Shaitan Rajim, Bismillahi Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Sirata al-Mustaqim, Siratal Ladzina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayri al-Maghdubi Alayhim waladdallin. Amin. 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 Assalamu alaikum. All right, we're going to try to open up here and get some information flowing. Praise be to Allah. Get some information going. Let's see. Put my glasses on. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Let's see what we got going here. Brothers and sisters. Let's see. Praises be to Allah. Let's see. Dashboard. Put it on the dashboard here. And then the studio. Let's get with the studio. All right. Assalamu alaikum. All right, let's open it up. Let's open it up. 240-914. All right, 240. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
Okay, okay. You got it, brother. You got it. I got on.
Yes, sir.
You got it. Okay, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum assalam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray, I mean. I also bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We are thankful to Allah that Allah is blessing us with this opportunity to open up and just bear witness on this program, which is named The Message of Concern. And we strive to be on, you know, on a regular basis, our mission is to bring the truth to the peoples openly and publicly, and just give the peoples another option, you know, we bear witness to the truth. We only want you to bring you the truth. We don't want, if there's any type of of misunderstanding or confusion, you are open to questioning us about that. You know, we are open for questioning. You know, we are human beings, just like everybody else on this planet. You know, we are human beings. But we know that Shaitan is also working to try to cause division and try to cause confusion. So you can speak up and speak out, and you don't have to disrupt us. You know, you can just call in, punch one, and get into the queue. And we'll recognize that, and we'll let you give you the floor. Praises be to Allah. The one thing that we are not going to tolerate, and we're just going to let you know up front, or we're not going to have no cursing, you know, no disrespect, for other people's religion, no disrespect for other people. We're not going to tolerate that. We're not going to hesitate in cutting you off, you know. But if you want to step forward and bring us the truth as much as you know it, then all praise is due to God. You know, this is not a program set up where we in a fight with Jews or believing Jews. And we're not in a fight with Christians, believing Christians. We and the Christians, the believing Christians and the believing Jews, we are one. We stand together. And they'll tell you that. The believing Christian and the believing Jew, they'll tell you we are believing Muslim. You see, we just want to get that straight. And another thing, we don't hate Caucasians. We're not gonna call them white people. We don't hate Caucasians. We don't hate Indians. We don't hate Jews. We don't hate Puerto Rican Arabs. Anything. You know, we don't hate nobody. We only want to bring you the truth and bear witness to the truth. And truth will stand for itself, you know. We don't, and you can prove truth when you speak the truth, and can't back it up, then something wrong with that. It's a lie that you can't back up. You can't prove the lie. The only thing you can do with the lie is tell another lie. And another lie. You see? So we believe in the truth. Because our book, the Quran, say God asks us a question, is there any other truth than his truth? Think about it. So we are here for justice, righteousness. You know, we want to stand and help the homeless, help the poor and the needy. That's our responsibility. That's our job as Muslim. You know, and we are not out here. We're not trying to so much convince you into believing in one God. Or we're not trying to convince you to do that. That's up to you. We teach is that there is only one creator, one God. Now, if you don't want to believe that, then that's up to you. That's you and God. You know? Also, we don't believe, and we teach us, that Jesus, one of God's prophets, is not the Son of God. God don't have no son. God owns and created everything that's in existence. He created everything in existence. He don't need a son. If he need a son, God said that all he had to say is be, and it come into existence. God created the human being not from a female or a male. He created the human being from nothing. He created the human being from nothing. Everything that you see in this creation, there's no place that you can go to, or there's no microscope that you can look into and find a duplicate of us. There's no place in this creation that you can go to that you can find another creation like this creation. So where did it come from? God created the moon, the stars. He created the water, the land, the animals, the trees, the vegetables, the fruit, the fish, the bird flying in the sky. God is the one that created those things. Nobody else. There's not another creator other than Allah that created anything. Show me something else than any other creator created. The creator that I'm talking about has power over life and death. It's Allah that controls death, and he controls life. If Allah give you life and want you to live, nobody can take can take your life. There's no way you're going to die. If Allah wants to take your life, there's no one to stop it. It's God is the one that gave the human being a free will. And the free will is there for you to make your own independent decision. Your own independent decision. You can say, I believe in God and I worship God. Or you can say, there is no God. I don't worship God. I don't believe in God. You got that free will. But God also established heaven and hell. heaven and hell. God established that. Nobody else. No other God. Only the one that created the sun, moons, and stars has that ability. He is the final judge. Each and every one of us individually going to have to go before that God. And God is the one that's going to judge you. With that given freedom that he gave you, he is the one that's going to test you, and he's going to judge you. You see, God, the creator, did not create Satan. God don't have no contenders. No contenders. There's no one or nothing in creation that can contend to God, can be our contender for God. No one. Shaitan or Satan or the devil, if they don't pray, if they don't worship the one God, God promised them hell, the hellfire. Same thing about the human being. If you do wrong, commit fornication, murder, practice usury, lie, cheat, and steal, you gonna be held accountable for that. God say for everything that you do, he have assigned it two angels, one on your right and one on your left. And these angels is writing down everything that you do. It says in the Quran that at the time of judgment, God going to give you your book. The book that I'm talking about is the book that these angels write down everything that you do. And when you look at the book, you going to say, what sort of book is this? It didn't leave out nothing. It wrote down, it got down everything that I did. And you're going to be judged according to your deeds. If you did good deeds, you're going to be rewarded for that. If you did bad deeds, God promised you, you're gonna be punished. You're gonna get hellfire. So there's nothing in this creation that can stand up and go against Allah's will, God's will. In Christianity, you got two religions. You got two Christianities. You got the Christianity that God established, and you have the Christianity that Constantine and his group established. Constantine and his group, and which is the Jew, not the righteous Jew. But that disbeliever that rebels against God, that's questioning God, you got that disbeliever that takes a position against this human being that God say that when I create him, I want you to bow down to him. You got that disbeliever, the one that's going to be in hell for certain, that stand up against everything that God tell us to do. And we work hard not to obey him, the shaitan, or the devil, or Satan himself. God say the only power that he has is the power that you give him. And he don't have no power over the true believer. So don't even worry about him. Let him do his thing. And there's a time for everything. When this time is up, then he going to meet his Lord. He going to get what he earned. So God say that he going to make a khalifa in the earth. And that he going to be the inheritor. And he going to give him power in the earth. We as Muslims, we believe that.
As-salamu alaykum, Bashisha.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Hold your point right there. Let me, because we had to do this kind of like remote control. If anybody else want to get in there, I'll open your mic up. 706, I'll open your mic up. 470, I'll open your mic up. We had a little problem, and we couldn't run the show like we usually do. So what I just opened up your mic. So if you want to say something, jump in there right quick. And hold on, Brother Shuja. Just.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
You make a great point. As-salamu alaykum. 706, jump in there. Seven oh 6-627, jump in there. Okay, 470. You got something to say? 470. Take your phone off mute. Jump in there.
Yeah. Please help me out. Or straighten me out.
All right, Brother Shuja, we didn't get no response, so please continue.
Okay.
Please continue.
Okay. It's open. It's always open. You know, this is a big job. God say there's no equal. There's no one prophet is more or better than the other prophet. So all of them is equal. That's what our book, the Quran, say. There's no differences between them. They may have different responsibilities, but all of them is obedient to Almighty God. All of them praise to God. So you may not be a Muslim. You might be a Jew, or you might be a Christian.
Right there.
Or others.
Well, he looked like Yoda. With his ears, he looked like Yoda.
Might start talking. We believe We believe, our book say in reference to the Christian, so among those that call themselves Christian is true believers, that they believe in God, that when they hear the truth, the tears come to their eyes.
Yeah.
And they don't get their reward in
That's
paradise. So we're not gonna make the claim that we have a monotony over truth, over righteousness.
Yeah.
We don't have no monotony over truth or righteousness. So step on up. You know, hey, look here. We need all the help. We need as many people as what's been taught to them to step forward. Quran said, God don't judge you according to your book. What you profess that you believe in.
I work with an Palestinian brother named Ali. He's a substitute teacher too, right? He's in Calvary. He's from Palestine. He said he got 10 uncles over there. So you know they got a lot of children, right?
Yeah.
Dig what he said.
I can make him. You had to mute your phone now.
I'm sorry.
I can hear you clearly. Alhamdulillah, you know. But God say that he going to judge you according to what you profess that you believe in. You know, he not going to judge you according to the Quran. You see, the Muslim is not going to be judged according to the Bible. See, we as Muslims, we believe and applying the book. The Christian, they believe in applying the book. What I mean by applying is that they want to live. They try to live the life of what has been said in the book. They try to be an example. So we got, and also, and this, what I'm going to tell you now is you have to read the Quran in order to get understanding on this. There's beings that is called jinns. And the English interpretation of jinn is spirit. Spirit. And they are jinns that also is going to be judged. And also they have a free will. God gave them a free will. There's only two that has a free will in this creation. That's the human being and the jinn. Every other living creature, that's including the angels, can't disobey God. I'm putting it that way for a purpose. I'm saying it like that for a reason. They can't, the angels cannot disobey God. The birds, the bees. Every living thing in creation got to obey God. The only one that can disobey God is the one that he gave a free will to, and that's the human being, and that's the jinn. Among the jinns is disbelievers. Among the human beings is disbelievers. And among the jinn are a jinn that's going to go to hell. And among the Muslims, is some that's going to go to hell. I mean, go to hell also among the Muslims, disbelievers, rejectors of faith. That's what we call them, rejectors of faith, or disbelievers, or hypocrites among the Muslims. And you have the same thing among the Christians, and you have the same thing among the Jews. So we asking you to if you get a chance to talk to a Muslim, tell him that you want to read a Quran, that you like to see or you like to read a Quran. Then you can learn more about the jinn. But we are the ones that introducing you to that being, which is jinn. The Muslim have that in his book. The Muslims, in Islam, we speak about the jinn. Some of the things that we teach is that everyone has a jinn within them. And that our job is to control that jinn. So all this is, I know all
I'm next to you, Jah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm next. Anybody, hold on. Anybody else want to get in there and say something? Anybody else want to say something?
Alhamdulillah.
I opened your mic. All your mics are open. We had to do it this way tonight. Actually, see, I'm still working. It's 5:15 here. Anybody else want to say something? All right, Brother Shuja, just continue then, brother.
Alhamdulillah. I thank the brothers and sisters that are listening, and I'm just in my presentation. I'm thinking. I'm not just talking. I'm thinking where I can pass on to you what Allah asked me to pass on to you. You know, now this is one of the things that Allah says, coming from the Quran, and Allah says, excuse me, I know he told the Prophet Muhammad that it's not your job to tend to the affairs of the peoples. But your job is to teach the peoples clearly and openly and publicly. And I got this here where Allah is telling Noah, And they are questioning Noah. Well, they say to Noah, and most of all God's prophet messengers is accused of these things, and is being questioned. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. I'm starting at Surah 26, Ayat 111. They said, shall we believe in thee when it is the meanest that follow thee? Noah said, and what do I know as to what they do? Their account is only with my Lord. If you could but understand, I am not one to drive away those who believe. I am sent only to warn plainly in public. So that right there is one of the things that Allah is saying to all the prophets, or the messengers, to warn. That's our job. That's what I'm responsible for. I'm not responsible for what they do with the truth if I pass it on to you. My job only is to warn you and try to make it plain as I possibly can. The Quran said, they said, if thou desist not, O Noah, thou shalt be stoned to death. See, they threaten. They threaten you. And that's some of the things that they walks up to, brothers, that out in the public teachings. We were there out in the public teaching there in Chicago, and one of the brothers say and we were talking about remove racial images out of worship that portray God. And you had a person walk up to him and say, ain't you afraid that somebody will stab you in the head or stab you in the back? They threaten. They said, if thou desist not, O Noah, thou shalt be stoned to death. He said, Noah said, O my Lord, truly, my peoples have rejected me. Judge thou then between me and them openly, and deliver me and those of the believers who are with me. Allah says, so we delivered him and those with him in the ark filled with all creatures. Thereafter we drowned those who remained behind. Verily, and this is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily, thou Lord, is he exalt in might, most merciful. Stories in the Quran has been given to the Prophet Muhammad, and it's been formed into a book we call the Quran. And these are stories that is told to us where we can get acquainted with our Lord. See, everything in creation is dependent on God. I mean, we can't exist in this creation without eating food. without drinking water, without breathing the air. We got to have it. We are dependent. This earth, this land, it would die if it don't have water. The water got to have wind to take it from one area to another area. You see? But this Quran say that God says if he will, he can destroy the whole creation and still exist. And bring in a completely different new one, completely different from the one that exists now. So he's showing you that he's independent. He don't need water. He don't need food. He don't need air. He said he can destroy this whole creation, the air, the water, the sun, everything that exists. And after he destroys it, he can bring in a different, he can create a different creation. God say, if he will and he want one, all he had to say, be, and it is. It come into existence. That's God. That's the Lord. That's the Master. We didn't come about just because someone want to make a baby or have a son, a daughter. We came into existence out of nothing. God created Adam and Eve without the agency of a man or woman and brought Adam and Eve into existence. So think about that, brothers and sisters. Don't take it lightly. Just don't hear it and let it go by you. Because the creator that we're talking about is real. The tornado that they had in Tennessee, God controlled that. God have his angels. He command his angels, and they do it without flinching. Earthquakes. God is the one who controls that. He has the power. Not Israel, not America, Germany or Putin. The power that God got, there's no equal. So brothers and sisters, we got to get a better understanding. We got to get a closer look at what's going on in this creation and coming to the realization that it didn't come here by itself. It came in by, there's a creation and there's a creator. It came in by a creator. this creation didn't create itself. It came in by a creator. Let's don't get spooky. Let's don't be spooky. Let's be for real. God exists. And he has power over all things and everything. God said, if he will, that not one leaf can fall off the tree without his permission, without his knowledge. Not one leaf. And he know the count of the grains of sand that's on this earth. And every one of us, he created with a different fingerprint. None of us have the same fingerprint. That's the God we're talking about, brothers and sisters. We're talking about the creator that is the creator of things that the naked eye can't see, that live. God give us or raises up from among us messengers and prophets to bring us this truth. Messengers and prophets. They bring all this truth to the public, to the people. Things that you can't learn in school. It's God. It's the one that give us revelation. What is revelation? One of the meanings of revelation means reveal knowledge. Reveal knowledge. In other words, knowledge that's already here, but you can't see it unless God reveal it to you. Revelation. Reveal knowledge. If God don't want you to see it, or don't want you to comprehend it, nobody can give it to you. Nobody can let you see it. And you have the intelligent peoples of this world, the scientists, they openly tell you that the human being is only using a small percentage of his brain. Small percentage. I don't know whether it's 5% or 10%, but it's a small percentage of his brain. And you see the creation that we have right now, what the human being created. The human being, as I say earlier, has a free will. So they don't have to just create the way that the birds create, or create the way that the wasps create. They don't make their houses just one way. You see, they got. The bird only, and the other creatures only got one way that they build their homes, that they make their houses. But the human being can make their house millions of ways, of different ways. The human being, the Khalifa, we call him the Khalifa. They can build houses millions of different ways. They can bring in creation that's not that is different from what we already have in this creation. If you look at the airplane or you look at the ships, all that came out of the mind of that human being. So that human being is showing you the power of God, and God letting you know that that's just on a small amount of the reality. And those people that studied the Quran, they're going to have more percentage of their brain to use. To think about that, brothers and sisters. We only using 5% now. But if you read that Quran, you should probably start reading, start using 25%, 50%, 75% of your brain. Think about the type of creation that the human being can bring into being. We got planes fly in the sky. We can that human being with a more development of his brain can have planes where it's only 20 feet off the ground. 10 feet off the ground, moving smoothly and creating more traffic, or where you have less traffic, you know. So you can imagine that the children, don't you know everybody said that the children is smarter now? Why is that? Because they've been exposed to this Holy Quran. So we want you to think. Allah says that his human being, he created him to think. And God said that he loves a thinker. And the Quran is a book that will set you free. And not only will it set you free, but it will give you balance in your life. You won't be just all too much spiritual or too much physical. You'll have some balance in your life. The Quran said, don't forget your share of the dunya. So, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah. We thank God for giving us this opportunity just to think and bring forth some of the things that Allah is blessing us with. And again, you still have the freedom, you know, to make statements, ask questions. We open for that. Just punch 1 on your phone, and it'll say that you are now in the queue. And from that, you can just start speaking, and I'll give you the flow, inshallah. So I'm going to call our brother Agbar. Is brother Agbar on? Brother Akbar. Do we have Brother Brother Muhammad? Muhammad Sharif.
Okay, we got a 718-344. If you want to say something, speak up. I got your mic open. We had to do it this way because we ran into a problem. And 470-430, you know, if you want to say something, speak up. Speak up.
Alhamdulillah.
Open your mic. Your mic is open. 718. Take yourself off mute.
I don't like to say anything right now.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. We're glad you said that.
I'll come back a little later.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, 914. We know that's Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad. You want to say something? We ain't heard from you in a little while. You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. Thank you, Tara. Doing good. Yeah.
Give us some of that. But Muhammad, let me ask you, did you go to Time to Be Grateful?
Yes, I was there all four days, yeah.
Oh, okay, could you give us a little report? I'm a little bit PO'd because we didn't promote A Time to Be Grateful on Lifeline. We can't gangbang. We ain't no business gangbanging. We ain't in that. You know what I mean?
We
pushing the Imam's program. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. We pushing Muhammad's program. That's what we doing. We ain't banging. We wherever good is being, this Al-Islam and everything, that's what we promote. I'm surprised as hell nobody from Aisha's people was invited or came on Lifeline like we got some sense and talk about Time to Be Grateful. Now, am I wrong? Did anybody come on Lifeline talking about a Time to Be Grateful?
No, I don't think so.
I'm asking a question.
No, I don't think so.
That's a doggone shame.
No, sir.
That's a doggone shame, and if we don't watch it, Allah gonna take His grace from us because we playing around with His religion. We playing around. We don't gangbang. We push Muhammad's program. That's what we should do the first. Whose program do we push? We push Muhammad's program.
Muhammad's program.
You know, and that's what we're doing now. You know, right now that's what we're doing now. We're pushing Muhammad's program, but Prophet Muhammad, mm-hmm. peace and blessings will be along there, and Allah's program. Boy, I'm telling you, that's really, really sad. All the help we need, our children offered in public schools or somewhere are taking dope or doing something stupid, and we banging like this. Damn shame, brother. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, y'all.
Yes, sir.
I'm still working.
Alhamdulillah. So if there's any... I know it was a whole lot of people there, and could you give us an idea of what went on, Brother Sharif?
Oh yes, that was a big turnout. Yeah, it was a big turnout. I think at one time I think they said it was 500 or 700 people that was there.
Well, Akbar.
Thursday they had to open day Thursday, you know, in the morning they had the units of prayer, you know, everybody came down, you know, made prayer. If you wanted to come down and join the group to make the Father's prayer.
Yeah.
And also Now, come St. Thursday, it got started as the highlight that day was they honored the 300 above and above paper sellers of the Muslim Journal and the Muhammad Speech newspaper. Brother, I mean that was something. I mean, it was so many of them. I mean, we're talking about the ones that were doing 300 up to 1,000, 2,000 papers a week. That's a full time thing, you know. That's right. Mm-hmm. And one brother said about his technique, you know, how he would sell a paper. You know, he would give a person a paper, and maybe a back issue, you know, that he hadn't sold. Give him a back. And the man says, you know, you gave me this old paper. He said, old paper? He said, you read the Bible. Are you Christian or Muslim? Or you read the Bible, right? In the Bible, 1,000 years old, but you still read it.
Allah Akbar.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was highlight on Thursday. Yeah. Friday at Jumar. Yeah, we turn out for all these days. I mean, Imam Nasrat Ahmed out of Miami, he did the Jumar Friday.
Yeah.
And then
he spoke us about, you know what he talked on?
What's that?
You know what he talked on? What was the subject?
He hit so many points of what things they got me. Got my, I said, wow, did you hear that? That's what he said, talking about racism. And what we talk here on the Bishop of Sons, he's talking about that image. You know, he said we all are affected by that image. He said that a white man got messed up, you know, Caucasian, but he thought he was God, and he's looking up and thought he owned everything. He was the one. And then and the black man came in, you know, what we were doing for all those years on Black House, the black man and God, you know. So we got caught up in that idol worship, false worship, all too. We saw the same thing. No, in the sense, the Jews said the same thing. They told the Jews that you are God's chosen, all that. Now they think they something big. They got caught up in it. The whole planet's caught up in our worship. And that's why it's so difficult. That's what I'm thinking now. That's why it's so difficult for us to reach the people with this image, because they all look, go everywhere you go to, they think they are God's chosen.
That's
why it's so hard to work through this. Yeah, we're gonna keep on doing. We're gonna just keep on talking on. You know.
Alhamdulillah. We image that Muslim is saying that the Imam stopped talking on the image, and that. We don't have to talk on the image no more, you know. it's so elementary. That's the only thing I can think of, only word I can use. It's nobody don't even want to come in on a statement like that. Nobody want to answer or try to give a reason why we should, you know. And when a person make a statement like that, the person seems to me it seems like he lost, you know, because throughout the Quran, all the prophets of God and those messengers, they address the idea that God is one. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like God. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's good to hear that, because I was going to ask you, did anybody talk about the image? And you brought it up before I could ask you.
That's right. That's why it's so difficult, because everybody no, African American, European American, the Asians, we all
yes,
caught
sir.
Up in that because we've been following our prophet. When he in his time, Prophet Muhammad, he brought us all with that. And then his last public address, he told us now, he told us all these things in his last public address. No black over white, no white over black. Now he told us all these things, but through the years, we all seem to have gone away from Prophet Muhammad's last public address. And that's why it's so difficult, because we are all under racism. And we all think that we are God's children. Everybody
yes,
is thinking that, and all of us is out there. So,
yeah.
You don't know what's going to take the whole planet around. You go all over the planet, and everywhere they think they are the one. You know, because we're
yes,
not like the
There's one more question I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
At that event, were there any, did you see any of the Middle Eastern brothers there?
Oh yeah, there was a lot of them there. Yeah, there was a lot of them there. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and they had
faith. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's who, was that a lot of our speaking?
Sir?
That's who, was that a lot of our speaking? Yes, sir. Yeah, right. They, tell me, that was a lot of people that was Middle Eastern people. Muslims, yes. Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm
mm-hmm.
glad. I'm glad to hear that they supported it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and to be grateful.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to add something to that.
Okay.
I'd like to add something to that.
Bismillah.
The event was beautifully, what's that word? Had such a crowd there. I've never seen that type of crowd, except for at the time to be grateful. The mosque here has not held that kind of crowd ever before, as long as I knew.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been attending
both
of them, the mosque here, whatever initiatives they do. They might get 500 to 700 people. So that'd
right.
be the most.
Yeah.
And then this annual Muslim Journal, people from everywhere. And at the banquet, the brother was asking, who's from New York? Who's from California? Who's from Jersey? Who's from... Yes, from different states. And they got such a crowd, except for when they said Alabama, no one said nothing. But they draw such a crowd. I'm just wondering why they don't bring that crowd to the mosque here. You know, and this is annually. And then the mosque here does something annually. And out of the lifeline people, my husband and I were there, Brother Sharif and Haji Sharifa, Brother Anthony from New York, from New York. We were in attendees. Let me see who else was from New York, from the Lifeline.
Well, you know, you Lala, you and your husband were there. Don't leave out Barrack.
No, sir. I said my husband and I.
Oh yeah, okay. Right.
Oh yeah. Cause you see him, you see me.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's how we roll. That's how we roll together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there were just us from the Lifeline, and I don't know if there was anyone else, but Brother Anthony came with his wife, and he lives across the water, so it was no need for him to stay in the particular hotel.
Right.
They had two hotels, and the first one was really packed. And then they had the second one, and we were pretty much like on a highway and whatnot. But it was well attended, and as I say before, the mosque here probably got to step their game up just a little more and get some more people. and get some more people there, because it was unbelievable the amount of people and from the states that they came. They traveled from far and near, and they had vendors. I would say maybe 70 vendors that were there, and they were all in, they were all bunched up. Oh yeah, and Sister Amira from Chicago, she was there vending as well. So she's she's on the lifeline as well. So she was there as well. And so you know, the Mars Care just needs to maybe talk with them and see how they, you know, able to gather more people to come to go to the Mars Care. There were also Dr. Nasir, Ahmed Nasir had a stroke, but he was a khatib for the Juma. He did a wonderful job, and next year, inshallah, they go into Miami, Florida, is where he's originally from. So that's where everybody goes, in Miami, Florida.
Brother Nasir, we was raised up together in the community. Him and Father Ahmed, brother, and him and he's a real good brother, you know. I think we need different people working on bringing us together. You know, I was at a masjid at a Somalian masjid, and after the Juma, we got together and we talked the young folks there. And I was telling them that they're making a big mistake by not supporting African Americans, and that uniting with us, you know, here in America. And I told them that's a big mistake. And this is what they told me. They told me, we want to get together with you all. It's that the reason we are not coming together with y'all is because of our imams, our leaders. They are telling us not to come together. You know, so that's one of the tests that Allah has given us that we got to overcome. You know, people like Nasir, you know, I was raised up with him, and many of the other brothers and sisters I know a whole lot of people, you know, from a whole lot of different cities. I was in different cities. It's just that we got to bring it together.
Yeah,
and we can't depend on our leaders to bring it together.
Right. That's right. That's right.
We got to bring it together, and inshallah, you know, that's where our power lies.
That's right.
I mean, you are my power, and I'm your power. You know, if I stay separated from we stay separated from each other, then we killing our power. You know. Our power is when we come together and support each other.
That's right.
And spend money with each other. You know,
that's
so
right.
Alhamdulillah. But I'm so glad to hear that the numbers were strong.
Oh, yeah, the numbers were strong. 700,
yes,
500,
sir.
700 people. Yeah, it was big numbers.
Or more. Yeah, it was a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brother Anthony, I think he was the first one that told us right after the registration started. But then about a week or two into the registration, the first hotel, the Hilton, the main hotel, was told out, booked out already, early.
Right.
Allahu Akbar. Yes, it happened to me. So we had to see, and what Lala was saying about there's another hotel called the Extended State, about 5 minutes, mm-hmm. about 5 minutes away from the main hotel. So that's why we had to stay over there. So a lot of other people, you had to leave. There's only, like I said, 5 minutes away. Five minutes away.
Alhamdulillah. Was anybody selling bean pies?
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, they're selling bean pies and carrots. Now, bean pies, that was a group of people selling bean pies and carrots right in front of us. So anyway, the brother I was with, Naeem, well, like y'all probably all know Naeem Mukhtar, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, right in front of us, he said, man, the bean pie, everything is gone already, you know? And so we looked up. I guess it was about an hour or so later, they came in with another big order of bean pie. And we looked up, and about 30 minutes, all the pies and things were gone already.
You know what I found out, Brother Sharif? And I used to sell a whole lot of bean pies at events. I found out that these hotels that we live in, that as many of us go and see what is selling, and we stock up and we take it back to the hotel.
Right.
You know,
good idea.
We want to eat some bean pies later on. Or whatever, we get everything that we need, but that's the way it's always been,
mm-hmm.
you know. You sell. I did over 400 and some bean pies, and I got together with Agba,
mm-hmm.
and we sold out.
Uh huh. Right.
We sold. Right. Matter of fact, I asked the brother out of New Jersey. He was looking for a place to sell his pies. He had the 9-inch, and I had the 6-inch. I said, you can sit right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
We both we both sold out. You know, that was in Chicago. We both sold out. So alhamdulillah, brother, if we can come together, that's what I want to see. I want to see us to get together. And be independent as far as our movement here in America and the people see that we got something to contribute.
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In the workshop.
Yeah.
I mean, they had workshops back to back. I mean, sometimes workshop was going on at 9 o'clock. Maybe you had two or three workshops going on at the same time. You got one at 9 o'clock, one at 9:30. During the day. I mean, the workshop back to back, brother. I mean, it was fantastic. You know which one to attend. Then you go into one, sit down for 30 minutes, you go to another one. I mean, it was the workshop.
That's beautiful.
Also,
brother,
they had all the workshops on a Saturday, and they were all on the same floor. You didn't have to go too far to go to a workshop.
Right.
There was only one workshop that was free, and that was that Thursday was a workshop. The rest of the workshop was either 20, 25, 50. Yeah. Those were all
that.
The workshops. Mm-hmm.
So they got a chance to change money. You know.
That's
what's important. You know. That's what's really important. You know, we supporting each other. That's dynamite. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
All right, but.
And you know, I think the biggest workshop was the most people in the workshop was, I think, marriage
okay.
and something pertaining to marriage, but they had a nice crowd in there for the marriage.
Okay.
And of course, you know, half of y'all rather, because I'm married, but half of them not married. So, you know, some people just get married. You know?
I lie, but that's good. But look here, we go, it's live after, I'm glad you all brought that to us. And inshallah, we just see the work that we got to do, you know. And inshallah, I pray that Allah bless all of us, you know. If we can get your clothes up in prayer, inshallah, that'll be beautiful. Because the lady going to shut it down on it.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. You know, let's go on because I pay so much money. No, that's all right.
Okay, let's keep going on
because I got some couple things to say. I'm working on my website called Free Palestine and Reparations Party. Free Palestine and Reparations Party. I'm working on that. Praise be to Allah. And that brother, I'm telling you, that Palestinian brother, he got 10 uncles over there in Palestine. 10 uncles. So they got children and everything. He say 300,000 people have got killed. He's just estimating. He said, man, it's more like 300,000. I believe Ali. I believe him.
Yeah.
I believe he said 300,000 people. All that 18,000. I pray Allah that they do Netanyahu like they did Gaddafi. Like they, you know that horrible scene we saw of Gaddafi getting killed. You know, and Gaddafi was a friend of our. Gaddafi was a friend of our community. He communicated with Imam Muhammad, and I think he communicated. I don't know if he communicated with Abdullah Muhammad, but
Gaddafi was a good man. He was a good
man.
And
Obama let Hillary just go in there and put the bad word out on him, and
they killed his son.
And they killed Gaddafi, a friend of our community. He was a friend. And so I hope Netanyahu for killing all them people, all them Palestinians. I believe Ali. Ali say, man, it's more like 300,000. I got on the radio this morning, you know, because I'm kind of like a blog. I mean, I'm kind of like a talk radio junkie. You know what I mean? I get in there and I try to put it, you know, I drop some Al-Islam and be arguing with them people and everything. All praise be to Allah. And I dropped that on this morning. I say, Dominique, her name on KBLA, Captain Smiley got a radio station now, you know, and he's going coast to coast with it. Yeah, he's doing good, Tavis Smiley. And I dropped it. I said, that $18,000. No. I say, I know a Palestinian brother. I know him. I know he's telling the truth. He said, man, it's more like 300,000. I mean, 300,000 people have got killed.
That's shameful. Yeah. And they don't want that out. The people will respond. If they know it, they would respond stronger if they knew that they were killing, that those many people, you know.
Yeah.
And all those missiles, and they're dropping thousands of missiles.
Yeah.
On the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
You know.
On that Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
And that Gaza Strip is only 25 miles long and 5 miles wide. And they got them F-16 shooting them rockets and missiles and bombs on them people, on them children, man. On them children, men and women, and children.
It don't make no difference. They kind of, on the hospitals, they saying that they kind of justified. They saying that they got weapons. They hide their weapons under the hospital. So if they accidentally, if you see them drop some of those missiles on those hospitals, they want you to think in your mind that's where the weapons is at. They're doing it to destroy the weapons. You know, and you know that type of psychology. And all the news report is coming from Israel. It's coming from the Jews. All the news.
That's right.
he makes the host. I mean, the people that are announcing the news, most all of them are Jews.
So they shaping
the people's mind. They got this thing out just like they present a movie or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you can't get another side from it. Go to Al Jazeera Radio. Al Jazeera.
Yeah.
Also, going to go to Democracy Now. Democracy Now with Andrew Goodman. You hear something that's coming different areas, different perceptions.
See, we got knowledge of that. Yeah, that's right. We got knowledge of that. But the majority of the people that listen to NBC, a Cox, a CNN, you know, they listen to that, and the Jews, they just control that.
Right, right.
They control that, and they give us the news. And they play that game. If they want somebody, a woman, getting on there crying about she got one son in the 200 hospitals, and they still haven't got their son or something like that there. But they just got through killing 7,000 or 8,000 people.
Yeah.
They just got to kill 7,000 or 8,000 people. You know. So alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Allahu Akbar. Everybody's open now. If you want to comment.
Yes, sir.
Because we had to do it this way. We had to do it this way. I'm off now, but we had to do it this way. So if you want to comment, you know, just speak up. Just speak up. The other side of this website that I got going, Free Palestine and the reparations. I want to comment on reparations. We have to reparate. When we ask for reparations, we have to keep in mind all these brothers and sisters who are out here homeless, who are out of their mind, out of their mind. I had to honk my horn a couple of days ago for this woman. She out in the middle of the street, out of her mind, homeless, ain't got no shoes on, you know, dirty, you know, out in the middle of the street. I said, oh, I kept honking my horn so the cars, because the cars was going fast. I said, I hope you don't hit this woman. You know, she out of her mind. We got so many people that lost their mind. We don't know what they went through. They lost their mind. They homeless. Some of them drug addicts, yes. Some of them alcoholics, yes. But that Jacobite put all that stuff out of the street, crack, and they put this crack on the street, and they put heroin on the street.
That's
right.
Yes,
I was a victim of that, but a lot left me to listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad many years ago. So I was out there, but I ran into Muhammad. I ran into the Lamb. You know what I mean? And I was able to do something for myself.
Yeah.
But our people, we have to keep in mind when we ask for reparations, we want to put that kind of like at the head. Yes, we want money. We want a lot of money for what we went through. But we want to get all these youngsters studying psychology and everything and give reparations to these hospitals and hospitalize these people and administer them let all the religious people, let all the religious groups come in and talk to them along with the psychiatrists and psychologists and we'll come in there and teach them on the image, teach a lot of them people on the image. The people are going to wake up. They're going to wake up from insanity after we teach them about that image the same way we've been talking to each other every single day for the last 3-4 years. We've been talking about that image. There's a lot of them homeless, crazy people out there. They need to hear about that image, about that lie that they put on us. They gave us that Christianity, you know, with the Caucasian Christ and Christ on the, on all that, you know, all that. We know the truth. So when we ask for reparations for ourselves and our people, and we ask them to give them a whole lot of nurses and a whole lot of psychologists and doctors and everything to treat these people, then let the religious people come in, let the Jews come in, and the Christians come in, and we come in too. You see what I mean? And teach them on that image. Teach them on that image. Assalamu alaikum.
That's my call.
For sure.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Bismillah Rahmanir Rahim. I just want to say that you got to remember we should be getting that reparation from the Palestinians too, because remember they helped brought us over here. They helped the Jews brought us over here. He helped us brought them over here, so we should be getting some money from them too, and we helping them. And then I remember I would listen to them saying all that stuff that they was doing to them and their children. And I said, they're doing the same thing to us, and they doing that to us now. And they still dealing dope in the neighborhood. And they dealing the killer dope too this time. So you gotta remember that. So you got to remember you helping the right one, not the one that you're making strong to kill us, because they are still doing it. And I don't see nobody over here crying about them but us.
Right.
Nobody crying about them but us. Here. Shuja.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
I do know we got
assalamu
alaikum. Evidence that the CIA, where Islam, I know we got evidence that the CIA, was selling crack. We got Maxine Waters, and she did a whole lot of, and the CIA director came, and them Contras and all them people from Latin America was selling crack. We do know about Freeway Ricky Ross. He came and told us how he did it. He was getting all the drugs from these Latin American people, and the CIA was giving the drugs to them under the lie that they fight communism, but they was making big millions and billions of dollars off of our people, addicting our people to crack, and that's proven. I really, really don't know of any Palestinian who was in the dope trade. Maybe one or two, but it was never anything. But we do know that the CIA director came to Locke High School, because I was there, and Maxine Waters and all these police people was asking him, and he said, well, I'm going to look into it. And when the report came back, they didn't deny it, that the CIA was in cahoots with those Latin Americans, and they was giving them dope to sell to our people, and all them sisters who had babies and everything was having babies that was ill-formed and everything else. Now we do know that's proven, you know. And I really don't know, I ain't heard of no Palestinians doing it like that. And Ali North got up there in his uniform and lied and said, we doing this to fight communism. That cracker was lying. That nigga was up there selling dope and putting the money in his bank account, lying, fighting communism. You know, them devils or something else, you know. And they was putting big time crack. And then what they did, they gave crack to the Bloods and gave crack to the Crips and armed them so the
community wouldn't stand up and say anything against the Bloods and the Crips out there selling that dope to their children, because, you know, everybody, well, who wanted to get shot behind calling the police on a Blood and the Crip, and the CIA gave them guns? Now, I do know that's proven. That's proven. So I really don't know, respectfully, I say this respectfully, I really don't know about no Palestinians selling crack in the community like the CIA did. I do know, I live here, I'm South Central in Compton, and I was a teacher, and I saw the results of these little guys coming to school, you know what I mean, and Crippin' and Blood. I grew up in a street called Fruit Town, where all the Bloods is. Fruit Town. I lived on Plum Street, Cherry Street, Peach Street, Pear Street. That's why they call it Fruit Town. And all them Bloods was over there. And all they did is wear red over there where I grew up at. Fruit Town, Plum Street. And then across the way was what they called Treetop. They had Crips over there. They call it Treetop because, what, Arbutus, that's a tree. You know, all the trees, Arbutus Street, Elm Street, Poplar Street, those are trees. So they call that Treetop. But my neighborhood was Fruit Town, Plum Street, Pear Street, Peach Street. You see what I mean? And the CIA and the COINTELPRO program, J. Edgar Hoover started it. You know, created them gangs, created them youngsters, the red neighborhood and the blue neighborhood, killing each other. And that was they did it to Martin Luther King, COINTELPRO, and then they worked it on down to the neighborhood and given dope to them youngsters. They gave them, and they was wearing gold chains, and they wrote songs about selling dope. And they wrote songs about how they'll kill you if you snitch. They say snitches get stitches. And, you know, and you wouldn't. And Vicky Small says, did they call the police? They call the police in his rap. They call the police, and I was just trying to sell some dope to feed my baby. Nigga, I'm so glad they took your butt away. You know, you and all the other thugs. I don't know anything about no Palestinians selling dope.
I just like to support what the sister said because she told the truth. I'm from Ohio State University area. In the 1967 war, and the Palestinians first started coming here to the United States as refugees and things like that, the United States was carrying a lot of them straight on to the high schools and everything like that. And yes, I have plenty of knowledge and experience with Palestinians and other people who come here in the dope trade. But most important thing, you see how quick we turn to spend our time on talking about the crimes and things that the Bloods and the Crips do, knowing that they are ex-slaves and ignorant people, and still we still are ignorant. They still are ignorant. But we're talking about a highly developed society from the poppy field area of the East. Egypt and all these different countries, Turkey. Turkey's import-export has always been opium and cigarettes, even though it is a Turkey considered to be a Muslim country to the common person who don't know what's going on, you know. So I'm saying what she said was exact. We need to listen sometimes, a lot of times, really, to each other. So she's speaking from the spirit of Alice Psalms because of what her understanding might be. She's telling you like a mother's telling you about her kids. Y'all worrying about everybody else's kids, but you ain't doing a daggone thing about your own, you know. And then when you do get on the subject with our children,
we have to remember that they have been the schemes of the shaitan by human beings who have been in cahoots with the shaitan for thousands of years. This ain't something just happened. It's been thousands of years. And it's interfering with us right now. We're spending more time and energy worrying about anything that jump off in the United States or around the world. We got to do a whole bunch of lip service about and everything like that. And I bet you we have the production of establishing al-Islam here in America has went down ever since this war started. Because it has drawn so much attention. And then Shaitan is coming around through the back door with something else. Allah said he will
when you
bless
say,
every one of those people over there.
But you say war.
Israeli, Pakistani.
You say war, Muhammad.
Sir?
You say war. Are you talking about so-called, when you say war, are you talking about this so-called Gazan war?
That too, yeah. All of them are in the same category. They're schemes of the Shaitan to distract and put fear into the human family to where they're not paying attention to what Allah says. They're not seeking the help of God.
How can you, call that a war when Israel could turn off the water, turn off the food, turn off the fuel, and turn off the electricity? How can you call that a war? Israel got complete, total control over what comes in and what comes out of Gaza. Anything
you've been listening, you are
a victim of. You are a victim of propaganda. You're a victim of some massive lies.
Yeah, when this thing first jumped off, and I remember when most people asked him, including those of us here on the message of concern, and I told everybody then it's still the same way. Two wrongs don't make a right. Two wrongs don't make a right. You know. And the situation over is so corrupt with wrongness, that's why it's so sickening the way that it is. It's sickening because you've got two people who are just trying to do this, and then all around the world, this ain't just saying, just don't get so focused on Palestine and Israel. They still trying to do something to us. They still trying to kill us right now. You know, Shaitan has not stopped operating on everybody. He's doing great, operating on our intellect and our mind, because he don't have us in that position like that no more. But he's working on our faith in the law. He's working on our unity. Because remember, this whole thing is going on in the world. If they went back to the Quran, and if the Muslims got behind a Muslim who was wrong, they supposed to stop him in the first place. They Palestine should have never let them people, way back in 1967, 48, should not let them people come in there. But the brothers in al-Islam, all of the people who call themselves Muslims, some of them was making benefit off of it. Just again, like what the sister said, they was involved in the slave trade. Do you think all them poppies and all that opium that come from over and heroin that comes from overseas, it comes through Middle East and the Eastern. It's coming through all of your Persians, your Turkish, your Egyptian, your Afghanistan. Afghanistan is the whole thing, their whole thing, because they fighting over the drug field. Because they've been selling dope in America and everywhere around the world. That's what calls it. They fighting over there because they have forsaken the law. They have sold their life for a miserable price, and they're trying to get us to do it too. If we don't watch ourselves, we ain't doing what Imam Muhammad said. We ain't doing what Prophet Muhammad said. We ain't doing nothing that none of us say. We too busy talking about something is a distraction, a chance to voice off and blow off steam when we should be working on our unity. Because it's going to happen to us. Don't you know right now they are planning how to do us, and they're trying to desensitize the world to start back working on us again here in America. Because we beginning to get money. We beginning to get unity. We get beginning to wake up. You know, and they try to figure out how to come back around and jump on what y'all call the black man, African American, again in America. And then that's going to make everybody stand back and watch them annihilate us like we're watching them do that to Palestine over there and not doing nothing about it. How many people are sending Palestine some money? How many Muslims in the United States in the community of Imam Warden Muhammad, if they're really concerned, have we sent a package to it? A first aid package? Shoes? Socks? Have we been to the UN protesting about what they're doing to all the people over there? It's not just a Palestinian die. It's just an innocent poor Israelis who are dying over there. They dropping the same bombs on. They live in Gaza. You see the African brother, see, I don't think a lot of y'all didn't see it. The same African brother, when Imam Muhammad made the universal respect for Imam W. Muhammad video, and when he went to Palestine and talked to Arafat and everything, the same Muslim brother who was the interpreter was on TV about 3 or 4 days ago. Any of y'all see that? The brother who was the interpreter and followed Imam and carried Imam all over Palestine and Israel when he was over there, that brother was on TV, this is Monday, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, raising Cain about how the devastation and what was going on over there, where he live at. He lived in Gaza. Just think about what we're talking about sometimes. And really look at where the women are coming from. She's way over here. She showed the compassion for the Israeli children and women over there. But at the same time, she know the best thing she can do for any children in the world is make sure her children are safe. Her grandchildren are safe. Her husband is safe. Her son is safe. We need to be doing the same thing for them because the law is going to take care of everybody who died innocent. If they die believers, whether they Afghanistan, Palestinian, or Israeli, if they die believers and in their heart, they do not like what none of them are doing because they're killing innocent people. But just talking about it, we know we're not the news, the world's news commentator. We supposed to be trying to establish our own way of life, which is the best life for any human being on this earth if they want it. And you can't force them to take it. Like I said, in 1916, like the Quran said, when they came over here, they thought they were so better than us. All they were interested in doing is wearing them big, marrying them big, fat, white women and selling pork and alcohol in the community.
I mean,
if you're going to do history, you're going to do research. Sit back and think about what you've already experienced, and you'll find out that you have seen a lot of stuff in your life that you done missed.
Yeah.
All of that.
All right. Alhamdulillah.
Okay,
but Okay, can we say prayer and close out because we are half hour over the time. So,
right.
If you got something to say, shoot y'all, or anybody else, go ahead on. Go ahead on.
All I want to say is, Brother Elamine, come down here in Louisiana. If you don't see them dealing out, you come down here, you'll see them dealing and doing everything else. The same thing you said that the Israel's
blood
was doing to us, the Jews doing to them, they did the same thing to us. They already did it and they're doing it again. But come down here, you'll see yourself. You'll see yourself.
We got a job to do, and from what I'm hearing, you know, the brother's telling us about the time to be grateful of how they showed up and how other people's participating. We got to establish something for ourselves. We got to establish the business. A lot of them don't forget to do it, and if we start fighting each other, then we killing our own power. You know, use my power and I'm your power. And inshallah, you know, we see the problem. We see the problem, and it's a matter of how we approach the problem and how we deal with it. So, alhamdulillah, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. I mean. Thank you, brother. Sister.
Amen.
Come to the lot.
All right.
Y'all take care. We'll see you all tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, we'll look at my song.
Amen.